New Zealand's Jewish community is being warned to be vigilant because of a rise in anti-Semitic behaviour. Yesterday, swastikas were discovered outside the Temple Sinai in Wellington, and a Māori carving near Piha Beach was destroyed by the Nazi symbol last week. Jonathan Mitchell reports.
Tagged outside the Wellington building and on nearby footpaths in bright yellow spray paint, the swastikas were quickly removed by council staff and building contractors yesterday morning after complaints from passers-by. The board chair of the Wellington Jewish Progressive Congregation, Matthew Smith, says his members are disgusted and worried after the incident.
It's left our congregants feeling quite vulnerable. We were targeted very specifically. You know, that is our place of worship. It is where we go on Saturday mornings for our services. And it's left our congregants feeling vulnerable.
He says they'll continue with Saturday's service and will have security out front as usual. Another Jewish community spokesperson, Dave Moskowitz, says there's a growing pattern of religious violence around the world.
It started with 15 March, violence against Muslims here, and then we had Pittsburgh and Poway, California.
The chief executive of the Holocaust Center, Chris Harris, says there have been cases recently of people saluting and saying they're a Nazi.
Well, the one particular case was the one in Wanaka, where we actually saw a group of people who were pro-rodeo actually lean out of a car and actually claim to be Nazis and give the Nazi salute to anti-rodeo protesters as they were driving past.
He says social media is fueling the copycat behaviour.
It seems different parts of society are looking for someone to blame, and it looks like to mean that we're going back in time and we're finding that it means that Jews are actually seen as the target yet again in regards to the ills of the world.
The police say they're investigating the Wellington case and have made no arrests. For Checkpoint, call Jonathan Mitchell, 10A.